This is Fresh Air. I'm Dave Davies, senior writer for the Philadelphia Daily News, sitting in for Terry Gross. You didn't have to know opera to know Beverly Sills. The American soprano died earlier this week from lung cancer at the age of 78. Most Americans knew her from her TV appearances, with Carol Burnett in The Muppets, as a guest host on Johnny Carson's Tonight Show, and from her own talk show. When she retired from singing, she ran the New York City Opera and became chair of Lincoln Center and the Metropolitan Opera. But none of this would matter if she hadn't been an extraordinary singer. In a few minutes, we'll hear an interview Terry recorded with Beverly Sills. But first, classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz shares some thoughts about her career.
Beverly Sills was the best-loved American singer of her generation. Her nickname, Bubbles, tells a large part of the story. She was exuberant, irrepressible, effervescent, smart, and funny. And at the height of her 25-year career as an opera singer, she had one of the most beautiful voices in the world. Her fans called her Beverly Trills. Later, some of her critics called her Beverly Shrills. I heard her a lot when she was the reigning diva of Sarah Caldwell's Opera Company of Boston from the early 1960s into the mid-70s. She was the company workhorse who sang a wide repertory that embraced Mozart, early 19th century bel canto, French Romanticism, Verdi and Puccini, and contemporary avant-garde. I can still see her flaming mop of red hair sticking out from behind the barricades in Luigi Nono's 12-tone anti-war opera Intolleranza. In Offenbach's Tales of Hoffman, she sang all four leading soprano parts. And she always seemed to be having a good time. I'll never forget her cracking up on stage in The Barber of Seville when the note she was supposed to drop from her balcony fluttered into the orchestra pit. In one production, she was singing with a tenor who was so bad he refused to take a curtain call, but Sills literally dragged him out from the wings for his bow. Critic Michael Steinberg called her the kind of woman who actually catches the bouquets that are thrown at her across orchestra pits and footlights. 1966 was her landmark year. In Boston, she sang the lead in Caldwell's dazzling production of an 18th-century rarity, Rameau's Hippolyte et Aricy, opposite an unknown young tenor named Placido Domingo. Sills astounded the audience with the effortless beauty and agility of her coloratura. Shortly after this, at the New York City Opera, her other operatic home, in a revival of another 18th-century opera, Handel's Julius Caesar, she made headlines as the witty, seductive, self-knowing Cleopatra. After years of remaining underappreciated, she became, as they say, an overnight sensation.
Woo!
My one regret about Sills's career is that she had the chance to change the history of opera performance, reviving a lost repertoire of Baroque operas the way Maria Callas in the 1950s rediscovered and shed new light on the forgotten early 19th century operas of Bellini, Rossini, and Donizetti. Or she could have won a whole new audience for operetta, some of her recordings of which are unsurpassed. But Sills wanted to be an opera star more than an exploring artist. She got what she wanted, and at her best she was a marvel. Her uninhibited sincerity could really touch your heart. Here's one of my favorite Sills recordings, Mozart's heavenly Ruhe sanft, Rest Peacefully, from his unfinished opera Zaida. Despite her personal tragedies, two children with disabilities, her daughter was deaf and couldn't hear her mother sing. Beverly Sills seemed a steamroller, as her friend violinist Isaac Stern called her, someone who would never let up or lose her sense of humor. She retired from singing at the age of 51. She told an interviewer, "I wanted people to say, 'You left too soon,' not 'You left too late.'" She became a major arts administrator and a vigorous spokesperson for the arts. Last year, she served as the delightful host for the new live Met closed-circuit telecasts in movie theaters around the world. No one else ever made a serious and demanding endeavor like opera seem like so much fun.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix and teaches English at the University of Massachusetts Boston.